I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's in response to asset freezes placed on Iran's supreme leader and some Iranian officials.
Iran's foreign ministry saying the new American penalties mean the permanent closure of the road of diplomacy. The sanctions target Iran's supreme leader, among others, President Hassan Rouhani. Saying, how can a person lose their mind so badly and do something so outrageous and idiotic by sanctioning the leader of a country? Calling U.S. leaders confused, he said, the White House is suffering mental retardation and does not know what to do. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Some kids are still there, we're told, but nearly 300 migrant children have been taken to different housing. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, migrant children have been removed from a remote border patrol station in Texas after they were found without adequate food, sanitation, and water. Many were sick with the flu. Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan calling on Congress to provide funding to help, telling Fox and Friends,
we don't want them in those conditions either. We want to get them out of there, but we need funding so HSS can get the adequate bed space. Yep.
President Trump threatening to veto a $4.5 billion border funding bill if it doesn't include money for border barriers and additional detention beds. Chris?
Commercial SpaceX rocket, Rachel, is launched into orbit, commissioned by the Defense Department for the first time.
3, 2, 1, 0.
SpaceX lights up the sky over Florida with its first night launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket. The mission carrying 24 satellites and several tech experiments into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. A 27-year-old woman in Camden, New Jersey, is charged with stabbing her identical twin sister to death. It happened Saturday with charges just announced yesterday. No word why Amanda Ramirez may have stabbed her sister, Anna. This is Fox News.
Welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/1/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Campaign starts an outreach program this morning aimed at Hispanic voters.
A presidential candidate needs Florida's 29 electoral votes, and to win those, the candidate will need to win over Latino voters,
who by and large have been the key beneficiaries of the president's policy.
Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez is leading a group known as Latinos for Trump, which plans to make the president's case for re-election among Hispanic voters coast to coast.
From home ownership to record low unemployment to the number of jobs that have been created for Latinos. I think we have a great story to tell.
The group will officially launch today. Vice President Mike Pence will address them. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A clerk at a mobile phone store in Overland Park, Kansas, it's been announced, will not face criminal charges for shooting and killing an armed man who tried to rob the store. Prosecutors say the clerk was justified and feared for his and his co-worker's life when he pulled out his own gun and shot the man jumping over the counter toward him with a handgun. A new report on which cities have the best and worst drivers.
Allstate Insurance says it covers about 10% of all American auto policies, so they should know something about crashes. They're out with the Allstate America's Best Drivers report, which covers the number of collisions in 200 of America's biggest cities. The city with the most wrecks? Baltimore. Right behind it is Washington, D.C., and then Boston. The city with the least crashes and thus the best drivers? Brownsville, Texas. At number 2 is Boise, Idaho, and number 3, Huntsville, Alabama. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A southern white rhino is pregnant through IVF at a zoo in Poland. The species is nearly extinct. Scientists fertilized her eggs and transferred the test tube embryo back into her. They hope to do the same procedure on the only 2 known surviving female northern rhinos left there in Kenya. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
Some members of the family of Yin-Yin Jiang will testify in the sentencing phase for Brent Christensen, who yesterday was found guilty of kidnapping resulting in death and two counts of lying to the FBI in connection to Yin-Yin Jiang's death. Jiang's body has never been found. Her family put out a statement after the verdict saying, in part, as of today, we still could not imagine how we will live the rest of our lives without her. There is no language that can describe our pain and suffering. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker today is expected to sign a bill allowing marijuana for recreational use. The Chicago Tribune says Senator Heather Steens, a co-sponsor of the bill, said the bill would allow the licensed growth, sale, possession, and consumption of cannabis for adults 21 and over. Out-of-state visitors could possess half the amounts of Illinois residents. The law is expected to take effect next year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to Country Arbor's. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right, like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool Program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Let's check your June 24th ESPN 92.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking real good with the sunshine. Today's high 85, 66 our low tonight. 89 the high for the next few days after that. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, down to around 69 in the evening with a 30% chance of showers, especially in the morning. Right now, the temperature's at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
I think the whole intention is to make cell phone use in a vehicle socially unacceptable. That's the goal, I think, of law enforcement. As a new law takes effect Monday, July 1 in the state of Illinois, where you will now be issued a moving violation ticket. Now, that matters because that's like speeding. It'll go on your record for one out of three. Three, you lose your license, and I believe your insurance will rack up immediately. You get a moving violation ticket is a lot different than a non-moving. So the legislature, trying to put teeth in what was happened, I guess, 2010, Rod Blagojevich, I think, said you can't talk on the phone or text on the phone without hands-free. My understanding of the new law is hands-free is still a go. So we have Apple Play in the Honda, and that means I can say push button, two hands on 10 and 2, and they say, who do you want to text? Janet. Tell them I'm on my way home. Send. I don't have to do anything with my hands.
That's right.
Keep my hands in a row. So if you have that capability, I think that's still going to be fine. They just don't want to see phone to ear, which I still see. Which, surprisingly, I still see that. But you can't do that. Very visible. You can see it. And when you come up to that four-way stop and you look around, everybody's looking down. I mean, really, everybody's looking down.
It's true.
So there's going to be a lot of tickets to be riding here, and that's going to put some bite into it, too. 75, 100, 125, so the fines aren't nutty. It's just the moving violation issue where you go take the class at Parkland and get out of that on your kind of thing. I think you can do that. So be aware Monday, especially starting Monday, that people will be looking. And if I read this, and I can't cite it, but I understand that troopers will be sitting in semi-trucks on the interstate, being able visibly to look down and watch you text and drive. And keep in mind, they can get your phone records. So they can log the time, log when you sent a text. Boom, you're caught. And if you want to go to court and fight it, that's another thing. But the trooper in the semi-trailer will text ahead to the trooper 5 miles up, and they'll pull you over, and you'll say, what was I doing? You said you texted mile marker 242, and we have it not only on record, but your phone records are going to So you're going to be busted. So guess what you need to do? Not text and drive.
That's a novel idea.
I know it. I thought of it. It's my invention. No texting and driving. It's not safe, and I have been guilty of it.
I left my phone at home the other day, and I got in the car, and I was like, you know, you just want to take care of business or let the person know you're coming.
We've gotten,
you can do that before you take off.
We've gotten to the point of getting a whole lot more done, and part of my issues have been, will I remember 20 minutes later that I need to do that? Because a lot of times my email will disappear. I got to renew my license plate, and that comes via email. Well, I had to go back 10 days because I remember it, but it goes buried.
Sure.
I don't know how many emails I get a day, but it's a lot. And so it gets way down there, and I don't remember.
Right.
So there's all of that. So when you remember, you have to be organized. You can talk to your phone and tell it what to do. Uh-huh. Remind me to.
Right.
You know, that's all you got to do, and the thing will pop up until you remember to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So just talk to your iPhone and say, Siri, remind me after 9 to go get the dog. That's all you got to do, and it'll remind you. So the phone is a tool you can certainly use for that, and you can do that before you get in the car. But if you use it, I'm just saying, easy pickings, because I can see when people are using a cell phone, they can subpoena your records.
I know that.
They can get your phone records,
mm-hmm.
and then you're busted. So don't do it. I mean, it opens up a whole other, could you eat a hamburger and french fries while you're driving? That's not real, real good either, but we've all done that. Distracted driving is distracted driving.
Yep.
Even pushing the radio button, you take your eyes off the road. There's stuff on the wheel, you can even do that while you're looking straight ahead, too, because they've got radio controls on a lot of steering wheels now in the newer ones.
Mm-hmm,
still.
That's true.
All right, 812, you can always text us, 359-2255, 359-2255. Is it a good idea to put a moving violation on a texter? That's a little, but that's the whole point. You're making you go, man, my insurance is going up. This is a problem. I got one strike, 3, and I'm out.
That's right.
359-2255.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch.
I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Are your carpets filled with memories, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy with more styles and colors to choose from. Right now, it's free installation on any purchase of $5.99 or more, all by licensed local pros backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $5.99 minimum purchase required, typically $6.99. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through August 28, 2019.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hey, sports fans. Dr. Jeff Schroeder here from Mettler Center. You may have heard Dr. Matthew Gordon and I on the ESPN Injury Report. Along with giving commentary on high-profile injuries, we can assess and treat your acute or chronic aches and pains. Don't forget, even young athletes can benefit from a short round of physical therapy. No need to wait. Individuals are usually seen within 24 hours. Let us help you and your family get back to the things you love. It all starts with a free 30-minute consultation. Call or request an appointment online at MettlerCenter.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, you'll hear a little more about Jordan Hicks here on our recap, but it's a UCL. When you're talking sports, I learned so much about the anatomy. UCL is somewhere in the elbow. and they don't know what to do with Jordan Hicks because there are options, surgical and non-surgical. Obviously, surgical is going to be a long haul. And if I'm Jordan Hicks, I'm 22 years old, and I throw 105 miles an hour, I really don't want to go to surgery. You don't know what happens when you're done. But you want to get better, and there's going to be some gray area as to what is going to be most effective. Anyway, that's a hit for the St. Louis Cardinals. Maybe the Cubs will trade him Craig Kimbrell.
Okay, then.
Maybe not.
Well, Craig Kimbrell, that deal should be done by the end of the week.
He thinks he's in AAA kind of doing his spring training. And two and a third or two and two-thirds innings pitch, he's given up one run. And as long as he's Craig Kimbrell, that'll be good for the Cubs.
That's right. Cardinals and Oakland A's today, 7:15 start on ESPN 93.5. We've got your Redbird recap now.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network as the Redbirds took advantage of their day off yesterday to have that Ted Savage Golf Classic. And now they get set to wrap up this homestand with two games against the Oakland Athletics. The Cardinals coming off of a series victory against the Angels. They so far have won four of their seven games on this homestand and only sit a couple of games out of first place in the NL Central. Now, some tough news yesterday as it came out, the Cardinals announced Jordan Hicks had a tear in his UCL, which right now the team is saying that they'll have to wait to find out what the next step will be for Jordan Hicks. We'll find out more of that later on today at the ballpark. It'll be the right-hander Chris Bassitt for the Athletics going against Jack Flaherty, who sits at 4-4 on the season and is looking for his first win since May 14th. Again, first pitch 7:15 tonight. Ameren, Total Access pregame show at 6:20. And for the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
So that action from Busch, and then at the end of the week, they'll start a series up against San Diego and be along the West Coast for a series of games away. So go Cardinals.
Yeah.
Again, Jordan Hicks is the trending news, and will he have to have Tommy John surgery? We'll learn later today about that.
I don't have any idea who they're going to close. I presume it's going to be John Gant. He's been really, really good, but was bad the last time out, so I don't know. I don't know what they got.
Cubs beat the Braves 8-3 yesterday. They've got Max Fried on the mound for the Braves and Albert Alzale for the Cubs. You'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9 last night. Wilson Contreras.
Ron stares in, gets the sign from the catcher Flowers. The pitch, this one is hit in the air, fairly deep to right field. Going back is Marquez. He looks up, hits in the basket for a home run. Cubs strike first.
Yeah, made it 1-0.
Boston over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 6-5, and they've got a game today. David Price to the mound for the Boston team. Is it Red Sox?
Yeah.
Red Sox. Sorry, Carson Palmer for the Chicago White Sox. Chicago or the College World Series best of three finals. Michigan on top of the first game over Vanderbilt, 7-4. Women's soccer wins 2-1. Over Spain yesterday. Carlos will be the closer, says Tim in Farmer City on our text line, 359-2255. Okay. How about Carlos as the closer, Stevie?
Okay. That's a good idea.
All righty.
That's probably my best option. Good going.
And here's Jordan that says, I have a feeling they'll have Carlos Martinez to close.
I can live with that. I think
they'll move in into the rotation.
All right. Good call, guys. Good job.
And then Brian said, let's help each other. If you see someone behind the wheel with a phone in hand, tap your horn. Maybe a few horn taps will remind folks to break the habit.
Or somebody will tell you you're number one if you want to honk at them. I don't know. Exactly. I'd be nervous to honk. People don't like being honked at.
I had someone call me out at a traffic light and shake their finger at me, and I was like, ugh.
About what, texting?
Yeah.
Well?
You know, she pointed to her hand. And
well, dude, hey.
I know.
Busted.
Exactly. But better a person than a cop, I suppose.
Well, our police officers are going to try and keep us safe as they always do. We need to take some responsibility for that as well. Let us check our weather.
High 85, low 65, sunshine expected today. 89 the high, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The chance of rain just slight, otherwise partly cloudy. Nice as we set up a fun day weekend. On Friday night, we'll kick things in. The golf cart parade at 8, the parade at 11 Saturday, the fireworks at night. Should be a great time in my hometown of Tolono. We're currently at 70, ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, ESPN 93.5. It's 8:20.
from the Fox Business Network. Drug company AbbVie is buying Allergan for more than $60 billion. AbbVie is a former unit of Abbott Labs and is known for arthritis medication Humira. Allergan, based in Dublin, makes Botox, other beauty drugs, and eye care products. AbbVie will continue to be based in Delaware. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries is buying the Canadair regional jet company from Bombardier. Home builder Lennar is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. And Amazon is stretching this year's Prime Day into a full second day. The sale will start at midnight Pacific time on July 15th and continue for 48 hours. It says starting today, it's offering some launches of new items for Prime members. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak later today at the Council on Foreign Relations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
All right, we got what? The green bikes on campus where you rent them for like 50 cents for 15 minutes or something?
I think it's like BioRide is the name of the company.
Yeah, the green bikes, and you take them and then you just leave them wherever, and they have a chip on them where the company can come get the bike and put it back where it can be rented. But you swipe your card or whatever. You jump on the bicycle and you go A to B, and it costs 50 cents. You just leave it at the union.
That's right.
And then they can go find the bikes. And we found, you know, I've seen pictures in the News Gazette of weird places the bikes have been left on top of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Funny.
Well, evidently the recycling center on North Lincoln has a huge pile of these turquoise rental bicycles. And I've seen it on social media, too.
So what's going on with that?
I don't know if the company's no longer in business.
I don't know. Like, how big is the huge pile? We're talking 20 bikes? We're talking hundreds of bikes? Because I think I read in the paper, they only had 500 of those rentals anyway when they started.
It seemed like a good idea to pay and then ride so that you don't have such a long way to walk. There's so many students that walk from one side of the campus to the other.
And jumping on a skateboard or something gets you there a little quicker.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's news to me. I did not know that.
If anybody knows anything, just
pile
text
those
359-2255.
Yeah. Or maybe they got new ones. Maybe the business is so good it's time to get new bikes.
That could be.
359-2255. There's a story in the News Gazette this morning about a Utah transfer, Donnie Tillman, who's visiting and could help us now. He's a grad transfer, and he played quite well at the end of the season for the Utes. Sophomore, last four games, averaged 14 a game, 4.2 rebounds, 2.4 assists, shot 52% from the field, 41% from three-point range, 83% from free throw line. But he wants to start, and he was on the bench coming off the bench most of the season, so he decided to transfer. Tillman could fill out UI roster. Well, he would have to sit out a year, wouldn't he? If he's only a sophomore. Anyway, that's there today. And Luke Smith, nice young man, went to school with the triplets at Centennial, went to Parkland, pitched, now is at Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, let the emotions get to him a little bit in the last game. They were up 2-1. They lost 3-2. He struck out the opposing batter, and then you could read his lips what he was screaming at the batter. And that got on, I mean, that was tweeted everywhere. And he said, you know what? It's an emotional game. I'm an emotional player, and it got the best of me. But when you scream F you at a player, it's really easy to read the lips. And, he just let it get to him.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I want to know is, what did the guy do? Well, you struck him out. What did he say to you that would, and he's an emotional guy. He's a very good pitcher. And he had Louisville in position to win and advance. But in any event, that kind of became the story. He's a good kid. I mean, he just got overheated.
Right.
But, man, what a year for Louisville. And look at that. Why? Oh, why didn't we put $100 on Michigan to win the national championship?
I know.
If we'd have done $100, we'd be sharing $20,000.
Wow.
They weren't supposed to do it. When they beat Illinois, we should have just bet $100 on Michigan to win it all. They are one game away from being the baseball national champions for the third time. And we all know how much we love Michigan. Happy for them.
Wolverines.
Yay.
So someone said, according to this someone on social media, I believe those bikes are FUBAR, not serviceable. So maybe this is just bikes that can't be repaired.
What did you say? What
so
was
they're
the,
taking
they're,
them
they're
to the
what?
Recycling company.
Who bar? What's
they're
that?
They're very much still in business.
So they just recycle them.
Right.
So you just toss them.
If they can't be repaired.
So you're going to Alibaba and buying like 1,000 of these things? Or what do you do?
No.
Getting $39 bikes, are you? Probably. So I don't think they're not going to be Durst Cycle, the top quality place
right,
around.
That's for sure.
They're going to be junky bikes.
It's one size fits all.
Yeah. It just get on your ride for 50 cents and eventually enough rides to pay for them.
But it is a big stack of bikes on North Lincoln
all
Avenue
right, so
where
just,
this picture came from on the recycling center.
Part of the business model is we've got to change them out because you can't ride them anymore. And I can't imagine people are taking care of it. They just leave it. I don't think they're doing much good for those bikes. I imagine they're really, really used.
Exactly.
Talk about your used bicycle. That's your used bicycle.
It's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm a PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
Durst Cycle and Fitness on Madison Champaign and on West University in Urbana.
We have a fitter actually at our location on South Mattis. His name is Greg Barkley, and he will actually fit you to the bike that you need. You can really do some damage, too. You can hurt your back. You can hurt your hands, your arms. So, yeah, you want to get correctly fitted onto the bike. And that's the other thing that separates our bikes out from department store bikes is that you have different sizes on bikes. Usually in a department store, it's like a one-size-fits-all situation.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
GameDaySpirits.com, your online store for all things Illini. Whether you're a fan, current student, or alumnus, you'll find all you need at GameDaySpirits.com. Searching for vintage gear or want to show pride for your U of I department? Find it at GameDaySpirits.com. Be sure to check out the sales section for new items added regularly. Plus, free ground shipping on orders over $75. Get all your game day gear at Game Day Spirit and go Illini.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher, number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
If you're looking for a dependable roofing contractor, look no further than Freedom Roofing and Construction, right here in Champaign.
I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. Why would you call us for a free estimate for your roof? Because we'll give you a free, honest assessment and tell you if you need our help or if your roof is okay. We promise. We have experienced roofing contractors who can handle any size job, commercial or residential. Please give us a chance to earn your business. I'm Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Contact me at freedomchampaign.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Iran blaming the U.S. for slamming the door to diplomacy with the latest sanctions leveled against it.
Very harsh words overnight from the Iranian president. He said that the White House is afflicted by mental retardation.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. The National Security Advisor John Bolton saying he feels the sanctions will eventually work.
It will be, I think, the combination of sanctions and other pressure that does bring Iran to the table.
Speaking in Jerusalem a few hours ago, France stepping in, calling for dialogue between the U.S. and Iran as world leaders get ready to meet for the G20 summit in Japan on Friday. And FedEx suing the government,
claiming that it shouldn't have to follow federal export rules after it mishandled two deliveries for Huawei and didn't deliver a Huawei phone sent from Britain to the United States.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni. This is Fox News.
Good
morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A guilty verdict for Brent Christensen, accused of killing visiting UI scholar Yin-Yin Jang. He was convicted on all counts, including kidnapping resulting in death and two charges of lying to the FBI. Jurors took less than 2 hours to come to a decision. The penalty phase is set to begin next month and should last several weeks. He could face life in prison or the death penalty. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for those responsible for breaking into storage units in Ogden and St. Joseph. Two different vehicles have been seen on video surveillance close to the time of the break-ins. One looks to be a smaller, dark four-door sedan like a Nissan Versa. The other is a smaller SUV. The subjects appear to be using bolt cutters to remove locks from the units. Most of the burglaries have happened in the late evening to early morning hours, and they've happened in the last 6 weeks. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Only warming up to 85 today with the sunshine. 66 our low this evening. We've got a 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm with a high 89 tomorrow, down to 68. A 40% chance of rain in the morning both Thursday and Friday with a high 89, low 70 expected. Right now we're at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, there's a study out about how adults are maybe more addicted than kids when it comes to, you know it, cell phones. Healthy living expert Jeff Pope, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Stevie?
I'm fine. There's a new study out saying parents are just as addicted to their smartphones as their kids. Well, maybe their kids are addicted to their cell phones because of their parents, huh?
Maybe. You know, it's kind of interesting when people look at the phones and, you know, I even know myself as trying to have balance in my own life. I turned around just yesterday and went back and got my phone because I'd left it in the house.
We tend to panic.
Well, we're used to being connected.
Listen, there's a little panic there. I mean, because our whole business, our whole connection, because we don't look at eyes anymore, we look at screens. People laugh about this, but this is kind of serious, isn't it?
You know, it really is. In the study, what was interesting that they talked about was, you know, that people are now waking up in the middle of the night just to check their phone to see what's going on in the middle of the night, which is the health concern that comes out of it is disrupting what's called a circadian rhythm and how you sleep. And, you know, when our bodies aren't healthy and sleeping in, you know, consecutive hours that we're used to, then we have a problem around it, and it creates more health issues, you know, relates to things that health-wise that we just don't realize what sleep actually helps us with.
What do you think the rules for cell phones ought to be, Jeff Pope?
I think it's got to be balance. I think that there's got to be some real face-to-face time. I don't know that there's any set rule for anybody. I think especially, I know if you go on a date, you need to probably leave your phone at home, and that means a date either, you know, single people dating, married people dating, or dating, taking your kids out on a date. You need to sometimes drop the phone and not pick it up. That's probably the biggest thing that I see is we need to learn to engage people directly at times. Phones are a great convenience, probably the greatest invention we've ever had. But it also right now has become, you know, everybody sitting around at the dinner table, not looking at each other, but looking at their phone.
Yeah, no, that's
true. Cell phones down. Have some limits.
You go to the restaurant, look around, and you see a father and a son, and they're both looking down. I don't know. I mean, I agree. This is huge as far as efficiencies, getting a lot done, but there's a lot of bad to it too. I think kids up to age 18 probably shouldn't even have a smartphone because of the pressures and the pictures and the stuff they're doing. It's just you got a tool there, and it's powerful.
You know, and that's, you know, I don't know that I'd go that far. I think that there's a lot. My nephew's 16. I like to send him a text, you know, here or there. He's at a ball game. Hey, I heard you did good today. You know, we sometimes don't have the time. I'm in San Francisco right now, and I live in Dallas, but I travel a lot for work. And sometimes I don't have the time to pick up the phone and call. But that little message, so I think it's a useful tool. As long as we use it right.
Yeah. No, that's right. It's true. Jeff Pope, healthy living expert. You got up early, San Francisco, California. It's 2 hours earlier than us. I appreciate it. How do people connect with you?
You can go to our website at foreverfit.health, and it allows you to kind of see some balance and some healthy living ideas from everything from diet to mental health.
By the way, have you noticed the homeless issues in San Francisco? Have you driven around at all?
It's probably the single scariest thing I've ever seen. San Francisco's population, I actually was meeting with the medical examiner yesterday, and they've had a 17% rise in homeless in the last year.
What has happened there? Man, why? They've just got problems.
It's that, and the city really embraces a more open culture. I was actually watching somebody freebase heroin outside of a building yesterday openly.
It's out of hand. I mean, you've got to at least get porta potties, for Pete's sakes. What the world is going on in San Francisco, California? Wow.
Well, and they tax you like crazy here, but there's got to be some resources poured in. I mean, this city's a beautiful city. I love coming here, but right now it's got a lot of destruction going on around their homeless, and that's in a lot of major cities. Colorado, Denver has a lot of homeless. Mm. You know, look at Seattle.
Yep, Seattle's been bad.
Jeff Pope, pleasure always. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Jeff Pope, Seattle?
Yeah, my sister lives in Seattle, and there was a situation where they were saying people are just gagging of the smell of people not using the restrooms because of the homeless situation.
Well, you got to do something. I mean, you have to do something. You just can't tolerate going to the bathroom in the streets, and you can't tolerate streets full of tents. If you tolerate, they will come.
Yeah.
Particularly the warm cities. Seattle's not particularly warm, but San Francisco's not bad.
Okay, this one says over 21,000 people were homeless in Washington. And goes into all the statistics about the homelessness situation in the Northwest.
You got to figure that one out.
Yeah.
China just, when we were in Shanghai, we didn't see anybody. None. Zero. They have this. Now, I don't know what happens to them, but I think they take them to some building where they get a room. I don't think it's particularly nice, but it's not on the street. So anyway, 359-2255.
The churches with the church halls and, you know, places where you have wedding receptions and things like that, should they be observing what's going on and maybe start to have overnight shelters for people? I don't know.
I think the numbers are too big.
You know, right now, See You at Home is only in the wintertime. They're not in season right now.
You better put some resources on it, right? Who's feeding them? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you need money. You got to have money to fix certainly part of this. You got to fix it. But the goal should be not to say, hey, that's cool, you're fine there. The goal is to say, we got to figure out what this deal is. Because you can't do that in your life. You have to be productive and go do something. And if you don't, then go find a cabin and won't cost much in Idaho and live in the forest or whatever you do. But if there's a mental issue, they got to go get mental help. If there's an alcohol issue, they get alcohol help. We don't have money for any of that, and it's gotten worse. If you know, people that are really, really struggling with life sometimes need help. And that's your resources ought to go to get them back on their feet. Not to sustain them forever, to help them get to be productive citizens in our society. Because that's better for them and makes them happier when they're doing something. If they got too many issues and you got to deal with somebody who's long-term mentally ill or drug addict or something. And some people don't want to be touched. They want to be left alone. They just want to be out. That's your prerogative. But you can't lie in the streets of major cities and poop in the sidewalk. You can't do that. That's not allowed.
I know.
You can always text us, 359-2255. Text in if you have any thoughts, 841.
Summer is here.
First ballot through August 28, 2019.
And while I'm at it, while I'm ranting a little bit, you think it's okay to pick and choose the laws you follow?
No.
Yeah, apparently it is, because many mayors in major cities are not helping ICE on these purported raids that would be coming. Now, keep in mind, they're raiding people who have had their day in court, that have avoided extradition.
Mm.
These are criminals that have already gone through the process. These are the people. We're not just going out and saying, hey, you look Hispanic, let me grab you. These are people that have ignored our laws. So you have major mayors in these cities in L.A. saying, we're not going to help. could I not pay my property taxes because they're due coming up?
Right.
Could we not get the mayors of our town to say, you know what, it's not fair. We're just ignoring that. Get enough people, you can do it. I just didn't know you could do that. So we had to pick and choose. If we get enough people, we just ignore it. I just didn't know that was a thing. Apparently it is.
Well, it feels like a thing when you drive these days. People don't follow the traffic laws at all, I feel like. They don't turn in the nearest lane. They don't yield. They don't, you know, the yellow lights, they're gunning it. They don't, I don't know. It's just crazy out there these days. I don't know.
Nice little rant section.
Thank you.
844. I don't know. I'm with you. Sometimes it's just, but I think the deciding that's not fair isn't how we do that. You have to go through the process of getting the law changed versus deciding that's not a good law, I'm not doing it.
But on the mayor's defense, they're probably saying, I don't want people to think I'm kicking out our immigrants. You know, that makes me look bad.
But then you say, okay, let's dig a little deeper. Do you think criminal immigrants should be allowed to stay? And some do. I don't understand that one. If you're a criminal, you need to be in jail.
Right.
The Urbana Park District wants you to enjoy the summer with great music and connect with your friends during Neighborhood Nights presented by OSF Healthcare. Each Wednesday this summer will feature great local music in one of our parks. Bring your lawn chair or even a picnic dinner and spend a great evening outside listening to rock, folk, country, jazz, and bluegrass music. Concerts begin at 6:30 each Wednesday. We'll provide free popcorn, lemonade, and water. Join us June 26th at Lohman Park for Sapphire. It's an Urbana Park District tradition. Join us Wednesday this summer for Neighborhood Nights.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Mattis in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to a store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a nice day.
Check your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
The Cardinals and the Oakland A's start a couple of games tonight. It's 7:15 start. Jack Flaherty on the mound for St. Louis, and for Oakland's A's, it's Chris Bassett. Jordan Hicks, a torn UCL, is trending in Cardinal Nation. That usually leads to Tommy John surgery. We'll find out more later today. Of course, the game's coming out of Busch. 7:15 start. Heard on ESPN 93.5. On US 105.9, we've got the second game in the series against the Atlanta Braves. Cubs win yesterday. 8-3 was the final. And Boston over the Chicago White Sox. 6-5. They've got another game later on this evening. In the College World Series, it's the best of three in the final. Michigan beat Vanderbilt 7-4 yesterday. Women's soccer beat Spain. That final was 2-1.
Yep.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
I think they're in the final eight now, women's soccer.
Yes.
And I bet Dr. Jeff over there at Mettler Center would know what to do with Jordan Hicks. I ask him, is there anything you can do for me so that I can throw at 90 miles an hour?
Hmm.
That was the quickest no I've ever heard.
Okay.
So just wanting to explore my options.
Right.
You get started in EI League here locally and work my way up.
Uh-huh.
I could just throw it 110. I'd be special. Now, you have to actually throw it over the plate, which is a whole nother issue.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's amazing why some players can really throw it and others can't. I mean, why?
And how long they've been doing it and
no,
all
but
that.
Some guys can throw. They just got something going on. They throw harder. It's not a training thing. It's a God-given thing. Where some guy has a live arm, why didn't I have a live arm?
Mm-hmm.
You just wonder if there's an exercise that I could do where I could make a comeback in my pitching career. That's all I'm asking. 848, check your weather next. As you drive your vacation with you... All right, as we wrap our program for today, June 24, we thank you for listening. We touched the bases on a whole lot of things today, including the guilty verdict of Brent Christensen, the struggles and the heartbreak for family. Sentencing procedure begins July 8th.
That's right.
Have to have 12 for 12 on the jury to go to death penalty.
Okay.
If one person objects, you don't go to death penalty.
All right.
Somebody suggested, tell us where the body is and maybe.
Yeah.
And who knows what this guy wants. He's been very...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we touched on that. We touched on how dirty your cell phone is, how dirty your office is.
And speaking to that, we got a text in about the managers at Arby's, both on Prospect and Neal Street, running a tight ship there. They always see the employees cleaning something. They are both immaculate. So good job on Arby's.
You know what? Is it not, and this is always, before I became a manager, it was always so cliche. It's about the people. It's about the people.
Yeah, it is.
If you have good people, you have a chance to be good.
Right.
If you have bad people, and I'm not saying bad people, just not real good workers.
Right, right.
You're hurting.
You know, I went to a business yesterday, and people were bickering about not having a lunch break, and, you know, it's my turn, and blah, blah, blah. It just set a bad vibe to the whole thing while I was there for 20 minutes. I was like, really?
You don't do that.
You don't do that.
You don't do that. You don't do that.
And, to let someone get to you on your lunch break or whatever. If there's customers there, put on your happy face.
Yeah, no, you're right. In fact, Disney, that's what they do. You don't come out to work at Disney without thinking I'm now on stage.
That's right.
That's kind of what you ought to do. When you represent a company, you're kind of on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't really matter what kind of mood you're in. You're on stage.
I mean, I feel that way when I'm working the mic.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful to be around. You're always bouncing around happy. We like happy.
Thank you.
We like to choose happy. When the kids were upset sometimes, I always said, choose happy.
Exactly.
Go ahead and choose it, because you can choose that. Because we don't like Balras. We feel bad for Balras, but we just don't. We hug them and leave them.
Right.
We don't want to deal with them. You're unhappy. I'm sorry, but you got to figure that one out.
Exactly.
Okay. Back tomorrow. We appreciate it. Ed Martin will be on from St. Louis tomorrow morning for the Phyllis Schlafly. He joins us on Wednesday.
And always interesting insight. He's a big St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Yep. And he'll have insight as to the Democratic debates beginning tomorrow night and Thursday night, 10 each night. How do you sort that out? They each get 12,
I don't
get 12 minutes.
I know. Better make it good.
4 hours, I get 12 minutes.
We really want to know your core and what you're all about. Hard to present in that little amount of time.
Yeah, and then if somebody digs at you,
you got to defend yourself.
You got to defend it, but that's
so there goes my minutes.
Yeah, you're wasting your your ammo.
Exactly.
All right, see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Know you're out there on this beautiful day. It's Tuesday, June 24. The Jeremy Warner Program coming up next. Thank you again. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.